Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM here in Winnipeg. Thanks for joining us. My name is Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock, playing you some great music. We are live from the Sunset Saloon basement today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. We'll be back live hopefully next week. But in the meantime, we've got some pre-recorded goodness here for you. And thanks for sticking around. We're going to talk about my favorite festival. I've been to a lot of festivals. I lead this charmed life where I go to a lot of folk festivals over the summer. And the best one that I've found so far here in Canada or in North America in general is the Trout Forest Music Festival in Ear Falls, Ontario. It's a tiny little thing, but it's just so relaxed and the people are so nice and everything is just so easy. Oh, it's just, it's heaven on earth. It's like the anti-Winnipeg Folk Festival. No drama, no heat stroke, no running around like crazy, no getting stuck in the mud. You just plop yourself down and enjoy the day. And our good friend, the professor, Devin Latimer, has cooked up another super solid lineup coming up this year. By the way, all the details are online, troutfest.com, if you want to see the lineup and all the info yourself. There are still tickets available, and it's a reasonably priced. Good grief. It's like $85 for the full weekend, and it's just it's a great, great time. So I encourage you to check it out, or just come on out there and see what we have to offer. Anyway, lots of great performers out there this year. The one that stuck out for me as being sort of a headliner, someone exciting, is someone who the man is just entertainment personified. He's actually, though, playing here in Winnipeg before he heads out. Now, this is a busy week here in Winnipeg for concerts. One of them, though, is coming up on Thursday, the day before the Trout Forest Music Festival, at the Stew Dome. Now, it's officially sold out, but if the weather's nice, they might move things outside and you might still get in. Or you could just come out to the Trout Forest Music Festival, or you could do both, like me. That's what I'm planning on doing. Anyways, this guy's name is Steve Poltz. He's a Canadian guy, made his most of his career and most of his life in the States. And he is just fabulously entertaining. He's one of the most unpredictable performers you'll ever see. The only thing you can predict about Steve Poltz is that you know you're going to have an amazing time. You know you're going to laugh a lot. You know things are going to be pretty swell. So that's Steve Poltz in a nutshell. And like I said, this Thursday here in Winnipeg at the Stew Dome, if you can get in, come on out and see it. If not, he'll be actually, I think he's actually getting things started on the Trout Forest stage Friday night. By the way, the Trout Forest, it's an easy thing. It starts at 6 o'clock on Friday. No long day there, so you can come after work or, you know, take the afternoon off. It starts on Friday, just one stage on Friday at Frank's Tavern. Steve Poltz will be on at 10 o'clock. Holy cow, look at the lineup for Friday night. Starting at 6, there's a great workshop with Corin Raymond. That's got to be fun. Coming up at 7, there's a great one with Abigail LaPelle, Susie Vinnick, and Shotgun Jimmy. Holy cow. 8 o'clock, our friend Scott Cook is on there, along with Wax Mannequin, a guy I'm super eager to see. 9 o'clock, our friends Leaf Rapids. Devin's doing double duty as artist and artistic director at 9 o'clock. Steve Poltz will be on at 10, Saul James after that, and then there's this legendary Fire Pit Jam where people sit around and swap songs with some of the performers from the festival, and that's always a good time as well. If you're so inclined, you can bring a guitar and, you know, add your talents to the lineup. Anyway, let's get down to this. I'm going to tell you a few things about Steve Poltz. Well, actually, I'll let him tell them himself, but I should warn you, this does have a potty word in it. It's one of those words that, you know, some lame people get offended by, so you should know that there's a potty word, but it's, I think you'll see that it's worth it. Here's Steve Poltz, troutfest.com. Hope to see you out there.
I like the word belligerent. It rhymes with refrigerant. I'm okay at lying, I'm scared of dying. I like eating food, I love to be nude. These are some things about me you should know. You should fucking know these things about me. I like to watch others, I love unwed mothers. I'm convinced the world's ending, I like twisting and bending. I have for years, I write songs about queers. These are some things about me you should know. You should fucking know these things about me. I'm mean and I'm kind, I'm losing my mind. I don't sleep that much, I use humor as a crutch. I think I'm a fraud, not sure if I believe in God. These are some things about me you should know. You should know these things about me. I like chocolate cake, I give but a take. I've been to Hong Kong, I sold Jeep a song. I live in hotels, I don't take any pills. I quit drinking booze, it's not any big news. I act really glad, even though I'm real sad. Sometimes these are some things about me you should know. You should know these things about me.
Hey, what's up, brothers? This is Steve Pultz. Yeah, man. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM. This is good weed, man.
Everything in this song has happened to me. It's all true.
You be pissing in a bottle and you can't see through the fog. You know a trucker jackknifed in the snow up ahead for show. The rate I got you clocked at 87 and a 55. Cops all wanna search your car because they think you're high. Finally reached the club and they got no posters up. Played to 12 people, half a puking in a cup. Sell two CDs, give another six away. You're hoping that somebody has a place where you could stay. You got a 10-hour drive in the morning, don't sweat it. Keep thinking about the gig last night, you wish you could forget it. Listen to a podcast, a radio lab. Try to call your mom but end up yelling at your dad. Car needs gas, so you're pulling to the come and go. The weather channel says that you're about to hit some snow. Sell five CDs, give another eight away to add insult to injury you had to pay to play. You're a folk singer, folk singer. You're a washed up punk, still a dead ringer for folk singer. You're a folk singer for sure. The club owner says you should have played here last week, cause right now it's finals and no one makes a peep. He wishes that the money could have been a lot more, but the deal was only for a small percentage of the door. $27 and a couple foreign bills. Tried to pass the hat but everyone was high on pills. Play a new song, no applause, just crickets. Bartender says he'll give you two drink tickets. You're a folk singer, folk singer. You're a washed up punk, still a dead ringer for folk singer. You're a folk singer for sure. You get a big break and get to do some radio, but the DJ says it's taped for next week's show. Does you no good, cause tonight you got the gig, but you keep on smiling and dance a little jig. Car starts whining and the engine's running hot. Gas station dude says your radiator's shot. Sell 12 CDs, give none away, but the radiator took it all, it's Groundhog Day. You're a folk singer, folk singer. You're a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. For folk singer, you're a folk singer for sure. You get a good offer for a gig in Atlanta, but the airline sends your guitar all the way to Montana. Finally get a real person on the phone from United. Lose your cool and tell the dude to go bite it. Borrow a guitar to try to cool your rage. Walk into the club and someone else is on stage. Sell no CDs cause the club was double booked. You never even got to play, you feel your life is overlooked. Folk singer, folk singer. You're a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. For folk singer, you're a folk singer for sure. Finally get some sleep and there's a nice blue sky, and the airlines found your guitar all the way in Dubai. They say that it'll be there for your gig in Tallahassee, but you ate some bad food, feeling kinda gassy. Get a Motel 6, wish it was the Ritz. At least you got a private place because you got the shits. Sell 5 hats and 2 CDs. Yes sir, no ma'am, thank you please. You're a folk singer, folk singer. You're a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. For a folk singer, you're a folk singer for sure. Your manager calls you right before you play your show and says, I think that you should dye your hair because it's white as snow. Girlfriend calls you right as you leave the stage. She saw a picture of you with the chick, now she's in a rage. Break up, break down, break it all to hell. Charging all the damage to your hotel bill. Sell 5 stickers for 50 cents. You're a folk singer, now you're about to make a dent. You're a folk singer, folk singer. You're a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. For a folk singer, you're a folk singer for sure. Finally get some good news from the booking agent dude. At the club tonight they'll give you half off on your food. Place is packed and you're gonna make your fee. They wouldn't even turn off the sports TV. Feel like you climbed another rung on the ladder. You're another day older, another day fatter. I'm a folk singer now in the pale moonlight. That's how I'm standing on stage right here tonight. I'm a folk singer, folk singer. I'm a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. For folk singer, I'm a folk singer for sure. I'm a folk singer, I'm a folk singer. I'm a washed up punk, still a dead ringer. I'm a folk singer, I'm a folk singer for sure. I'm a folkity folker, I'm a Bram Stoker joker. I'm a vampire smoker, I'm a motherfolkin' folker today.
In Crass Vodka, or the show that Pohoda put on in Bratislava, kicking round Kreuzberg, eating a halloumi and falafel sandwich, sucking back oysters, back in St. John's on the Granite Planet. Join the band. Cam and Jam, you were the king of Kreuzberg. Washing out your socks in the hotel sink. Does anyone know the password for the Wi-Fi? check mindset. Checkity check before you wreckity wreck. Load out in the morning. Find a crappy diner. Over easy tomato and rye. It doesn't get any finer. Experience Regina. Join the band. Come on tour. Get in the van. What are you waiting for? We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide, the whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something? The whole wide, the whole wide. Check out the whole wide world. Check out the whole wide world. We got the whole wide world to see. Ain't it something?
Song's a kind of prayer. Every prayer is a kind of advertising jingle. Every jingle is a kind of epitaph. Song prayer to the volcano god. They say he has an invisible hand. Builds up the wealth of nations, but the hand that I see every day takes away, takes away. Volcano God, volcano God, which one of my treasures will you take from me today? Volcano God, volcano God, praise you with my screams as I watch them fall away. And when Spartacus was up on his cross, I bet you that he had no illusions. What he was an advertisement for, as he sang out his last song prayer. Volcano God, which one of my treasures will you take from me today? Volcano God, praise you with my screams. So watch them fall away. Volcano God, volcano God, your appetite grows stronger with each morsel that you're fed. Volcano God, praise you with my screams. Decide to make me dead. Fu-imru, imru.
Wax Mannequin there with a cover of a song by Jeff Berner. Oh, so good. That's Volcano God from Wax's album Saxon. Before that, we heard Shotgun Jimmy, the always entertaining Shotgun Jimmy, from his album Feel the Trampolines. We heard Shotgun Jimmy's Join the Band. I would join a band with Shotgun Jimmy. I can't actually play anything or sing, but I'm sure it'd be fun. And a couple from Steve Poltz before that. We heard the title track to his Folk Singer, and then from the album 9099, 9099, that's it. Off the top, we heard some Things About Me, and you can catch Steve Poltz at the Stew Dome on Thursday. Hopefully you've got a ticket, or, and Hopefully it'll be nice so we can go outside and fit a few more people in. That'd be pretty cool, huh? Also coming up at the Trout Forest is the return of an old friend. He's actually from the area, from just up the road, I believe, in Kochner. It's our old pal Corin Raymond. He's coming and he's bringing a bit of a band. He's bringing Mike Kerr playing with him. And I don't know who else is playing with him, but probably Joanna Miller and Ryan Menard or something. I know it'll be great. I want to play you something, though, since we got away with playing that that potty word in the Pulse song. Hopefully I can get away with another potty word song. This one's just downright filthy, but it's brilliant. In fact, it's genius. It's not just genius. It's effing genius. So it's got some language in it. So tune out for 3 minutes and 51 seconds if you're easily offended. But I think you'll love this one. It's written by Raghu Lakhanathan, and this is a bonus track from the Paper Nickels recordings that didn't make the record. And as far as I know, this show is the only place where you can hear it. Check this out. It's Corin Raymond.
I'm so glad you feel like that. Because, you know, this isn't like one of those secret live records. You know, when this stuff comes up on an iPod somewhere, I want them to know who you are. How about a hand for Raghu Lakhanathan? That guy is so amazing. Jonathan Bird and I were just talking about Raghu last year. Jonathan Bird had a great idea, which, Raghu, you might want to take him up on this. I don't know. Jonathan was saying, great merch idea for you, man. You'd be the only folk singer in the whole Canadian scene that could have a breakfast cereal and call it Sugar Mama O's. Amazing. Imagine that. CDs, $20, Sugar Mama O's, $4.99. Start every day with your Sugar Mama O's. Just wait, that's free too, by the way. You can have that. Raghu is probably one of the first songwriters I've met where I just decided that I had to learn all of his songs, every one. I can't help but feel that if I learn them all, get them all ingested, as it were, that on that day, when I get that last one in there, something's going to happen, man. And I don't know what it's going to be, but there's going to be some kind of psychotropic knowledge that will be mine. Anyway, I'd like to sing you a song by Raghu that is about someone who thinks they're already there. A one, a two, a three.
Everybody loves me, I can see why. I'm a fucking genius. Shit I said that night we got high. I'm a fucking genius. I can crush the infidel with my evil eye. Don't feel bad if you're just a regular guy. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, I'm a fucking genius. Your song's pretty good, but hey, listen to mine. I'm a fucking genius. I rule the heavens from a corner of my mind. Don't feel bad if you're just a regular guy. I make the river flow, which makes the corn grow, which makes the whiskey stink, which makes the God sing la 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 la. Oh, it's just so good just to be alive when you're a fucking genius like me. If you think I'm crazy, it just proves I'm right that I'm a fucking genius. If I need the Buddha, you can kiss his ass goodbye. Don't feel bad, don't feel bad, don't feel bad if you're doomed to be a regular guy.
you make a tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't you make a tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't know about forever, but at least for now. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't know about forever, but at least for now. I live down, I live down, I live down here. They say it's a dodgy place. I live down, I live down, I live down here. They say it's a dodgy place. I live down, I live down, I live down here. But it's here that I know everybody's face. I live down, I live down, I live down here. It's here that I know everybody's face. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Like that's my friend upstairs with my ex. I live down, I live down, I live down here. That's my friend upstairs with my ex. I live down, I live down, I live down here. That's losing your turn with sound effects. I live down, I live down, I live down here. That's losing your turn with sound effects. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Gollum said to young Bilbo, I live down, I live down, I live down here. Gollum said to young Bilbo, I live down, I live down, I live down here. She's my precious, don't you know? I live down, I live down, I live down here. She's my precious, don't you know? I live down, I live down, I live down here. And Job said to God Most High, I live down, I live down, I live down here. Job said to God Most High, I live down, I live down, I live down here. Won't you pick on someone your own size? I live down, I live down, I live down here. Won't you pick on someone your own size? I live down, I live down, I live down here. What did the South Dakotan say to the North Dakotan? I live down, I live down, I live down here. What did the South Dakotan say to the North Dakotan? I live down, I live down, I live down here. What did the Mexican say to the Minnesotan? I live down, I live down, I live down here. What did the Mexican say to the Minnesotan? I live down, I live down, I live down here. Snail walks into a bar, says, I live down, I live down, I live down here. A snail walks into a bar, says, I live down, I live down, I live down here. He says, have you heard my low C sharp? I live down, I live down, I live down here. He said, have you heard my low C sharp? I live down, I live down, I live down here. And the pearl said to the oyster, I live down, I live down, I live down here. The pearl said to the oyster, I live down, I live down, I live down here. I'm not wet, that's just moisture. I live down, I live down, I live down here. I'm not wet, that's just moisture. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Calypso, don't go pooping on me, seagull. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't go pooping on me, seagull. I live down, I live down, I live down here. And I have a friend named Mr. Eagle. I live down, I live down, I live down here. I have a friend named Mr. Eagle. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't you make a
tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't you make a tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here. And don't you lay that pipeline down. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't you lay that pipeline down. I live down, I live down, I live down here. And don't you make a tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't you make a tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Oh, don't you make a tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here. Don't you make a tomb of my town. I live down, I live down, I live down here.
Where will you go, my darling daughter? I'm gonna live down by the water. If I ever could find the time, never no reason or rhyme. I'm gonna live down by the water. And I'm gonna send a dozen roses down the river like baby Moses. And I'll wash my tears away when I'm down in the river today. Gonna send a dozen roses, a dozen roses. And who will be your one and only? When the days are lost and lonely, and the little blue birds of spring go down to the river to sing, who will hear their testimony? Sing a little song, darling. Sing it like a little blue starling in the country or the town and for miles all around. Sing a little song, darling. Now the days are getting harder. I'm gonna live down by water. If I ever could find the time, never no reason or rhyme. I'm gonna live down by the water, down by the water, gonna live down by the water, gonna live down by the water, gonna live down by the water.
Wipe away these scars. Oh. bars. Oh, set my spirit free. Oh, swing low. There's beauty in these broken bones. Oh, swing low. There's beauty in these broken bones. Oh, God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the waters. Oh, Lord, trouble the water.
The sweet sounds there of the house band. That's Leaf Rapids. We love them dearly. And man, that album is great. Citizen Alien, oh, just can't get enough of it. So great. And they're going to be out doing double duty at the Trout Forest Music Festival. Mostly Carrie, I guess. Carrie's doing some workshops and stuff. Devin, you know, he might have some other things to do from time to time. So, you know, we'll cut him some slack. But good to see him booking himself out there. Always love the the Leaf Rapids. And they've got Knob and Tube out there as well, who have been serving as the backing band on the Leaf Rapids tour. Leaf Rapids have been busy out west, and Chris and Joanna are kind of backing them up. So I assume we'll see some of that collaborative action happening out there. We also heard in there Red Moon Road, Beauty in These Broken Bones. Oh, I never get tired of that one. And I just looked. I just thought to myself, man, I hope Devin is smart enough to have a throwdown, a battle between Saul James and Sheena Ratai. And look at that. Sunday afternoon, 3:15 to 4 o'clock, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Soul in the Woods. Saul James, Red Moon Road going there. Ego Spank also on the bill. They're gonna, I'm assuming, going to play the role of the backing band and make things sound frickin' awesome. Man, it's going to be great. What else did we hear in there? Abigail LaPelle, She's Always Wonderful, of course, Down by the Water from her album Getaway. Scott Cook and the Long Weekends in there with a song written, co-written anyway, by Raghu Lakhanathan. We heard I Live Down Here. Always great to see Scott Cook. Excited to see him hanging out there. He played at the Sunset Saloon at the end of June. Such a nice, nice guy, and what a great, great show. Man, you're going to love him out there if you missed that. And the best part of it all, I think, is the fact that Scott Cook and Corin Raymond are on the same bill, and those two are as thick as thieves, and they have this mutual appreciation society, and I know that magic is going to happen when those two guys get together. Off the top, we heard Corin doing Raghu Lakhanathan's effing genius, a little unreleased bonus track from the Paper Nickels sessions. So yeah, Trout Fest coming up next weekend, Ear Falls, Ontario. It's a lovely drive. It's a long drive. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a long drive, but it's beautiful. The road north from Vermilion Bay is just is one of the most beautiful rides in Canada, I think. And it's just relaxing and beautiful, and watch out for moose. Sometimes we see them on the highway, and always have a good time on that. It's a great family festival as well. I don't know if you know about this, but Tim Shorten calls them free-range children out there because they just let them go. And there's not much trouble they can get into. There's so many people around. And the kids can go play at the beach and hang out and, you know, have lots of people watching them and have fun. They can't really go very far. There's tons of kids around. There's a great family stage as well, where there's some children's performers. But the coolest thing is there's also there's an open mic component. Carrie's hosting an open mic at one point. There's also one hosted by Nation of Two, which will be great. But there's also a Learn to Dance workshop. You can learn the flamenco with Fin de Fiesta, and you can learn the Red River Jig with the Ivan Flett Memorial Dancers and Double the Trouble. So you can go and learn to dance as well. There's also, if you're wanting to be a performer but you haven't got your chops up, there's a developing workshop, and then they get you up for the finale. Festival doesn't go very late. On Sunday, it wraps up. The finale's at 4 o'clock. So you can make it back to the city in time for bed and go to work on Monday. It's fantastic. So check it out. If you have any questions about the Trout Forest, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com. I'd love to tell you about it because I just love it so much. It's coming up next weekend. Before that, like I said, there's some big shows coming up in Winnipeg. Holy cow, do things get busy. Coming up on Wednesday, we talked about on Thursday, Steve Poltz playing the Stew Dome. Also, before that, at 12:15 on Thursday is Two Crows for Comfort. They're also going to be out at the Trout Forest, but they're doing a noon show at Saigon Park, just across from the University of Winnipeg on Ellis. And I think I'm going to bike down there again and check that out. I had a lot of fun seeing Ripped Hat down there a little while ago. By the way, check out Ripped Hat Blues, 1 o'clock here on UMFM on Sundays. Great show. Really enjoying it. Steven's getting pretty good at what he does, I think. I'm enjoying that show. Anyways, so if you're going to Steve Poltz on the Thursday, on the 8th, that means you're not going to Blue Rodeo, and that means that you have the impossible dilemma that I was facing on the 7th of do you choose to go to Blue Rodeo, who are always consistently great, or do you go to the concert hall for the big show featuring Josh Ritter and Jason Isbell? It's such a tough decision. I didn't know what to do. I had to call Gail and say, Gail, what do I do? And Well, she wants to go to Blue Rodeo with my mom, and I'm going to go to Jason Isbell and Josh Ritter with Jane, and we're going to have a great time. I think it's going to be great. I'm really excited about that. So, unfortunately, no Blue Rodeo for me this time, but we might have to have ourselves a bit of a Blue Rodeo dance party to end off the show here. Anyways, let's launch into this. This is something from Josh Ritter. We ended off the show with him last week. I want to slip a little more in because we kind of ran out of time. From that same album I dipped into last week, The Historical Conquests, here's Josh Ritter playing Wednesday, the concert hall. Playing solo, I think, but he's always great, so, you know, we'll have a good time.
Cold War, we could keep each other warm. I said on the first occasion that I met Marie, we were crawling through the hedge that was the missile silo door, and I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs, and I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse? She asked me. I won her over singing WWII. We smiled and we both knew that she'd misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy. Fall in love with you, it felt almost like a home of sorts or something. And you would keep the warhead missile silo good as new, and I watched you with my thumb above the button. And then one night you found me in my army issue cut, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought, and all night long you drove me wild with your equations. Oh, Marie, do you remember all the time we used to take making love and then ransack the rations? When I think about you leaving now and the avalanche cascades, and my eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Stay, then we could stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought that love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground. Oh, we could hold each other close and stay up every night, looking up into the dark like it's the night sky, and pretend this giant missile is an old oak tree instead. Carve our name in hearts into the warhead. Oh, Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above, that our love would live a half-life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because, as our time grows short, I get a little nervous. So I think about the big one, WWII, would we ever really care if the world had ended? You could hold me here forever, like you're holding me tonight. I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted.
I'm a white man living in a white man's world. under our roof is a baby girl. I thought this world could be hers one day, but her mama knew better. I'm a white man living in a white man's town. Wanna take a shot of cocaine and burn it down. Mama wants to change that Nashville sound, but they're never gonna let her. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts are the only things worth fighting for. Still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one great burden, sharing one faith. I'm a white man living on a white man's street. I got the bones of the red man under my feet. Oceans of cotton. I'm a white man looking in a black man's eyes, wishing I'd never been one of the guys who pretended not to hear another white man's joke. Someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. You're still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one great burden, sharing one faith. Think the men upstairs must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes.
Someone's gonna let you down. Know that it's true. Nobody led you on, left that to you. Now you'll be alone when the sun comes up. Your tattered little dreams and a broken cup. Then you'll have to trust yourself and don't believe in any more lies.
Yeah, here is where it ends. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm fading out Blue Rodeo because we're out of time. I thought, you know, in my head, I thought we had tons of time. I thought we were going to listen to like 10 Blue Rodeo songs. I need a longer show or a better sense of time, one of the two. I don't know. We got to go. Tell the Band to Go Home is over. Hopefully we'll see you out at something coming up because there's so much good stuff coming up. It's hard to believe. Check out telltheband2gohome.com. We got the upcoming events page where you can keep track of it all. You can also get your podcasts and your playlists and all kinds of stuff. Stay tuned for more great music here on UMFM, and hopefully you'll be back with us again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out telltheband2gohome.com. Thanks, everybody.